this bulletin, the front pages of Australia's major newspapers, redacted as part of press freedom campaign. Australian police apologise to a refugee who was detained in Thailand. And in tennis, Andy Murray comes back from hip surgery to win the European Open in Belgium. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia's top media organisations have united as part of the Right to Know campaign to warn audiences about threats facing the press. SBS is one of several media companies highlighting public interest journalism and the importance of holding powers to account. There has been increased scrutiny on reporting, with a federal inquiry being held into press freedom and police raids against journalists this year. The new head of the Australian Federal Police has ordered a review of how sensitive investigations are handled, including the two media raids. Dr. Dennis Muller from the Centre for Advancing Journalism is worried Australia's intelligence and national security laws are repressive compared to other countries.
Because at the moment the onus is on the defendant journalist to prove his innocence. It should be, of course, as in all criminal matters, the onus should be on the prosecution to prove guilt. That's one very important question. Another is the definition of the term national security, which basically is used to cover everything.
But Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce says the coverage of his partner's pregnancy last year wasn't in the public interest, and the media needs to rethink its actions.
You can't say putting a private individual, a pregnant woman crossing the street on your front page, is in the public interest, which you did, and then giving yourself a walkley for it.
One Nation's Pauline Hanson says she supports the Right to Know campaign because people need to be held to account. Australia's Federal Police Commissioner has apologised to footballer Hakeem Al-Arabi for being locked up in Thailand. The permanent Australian resident spent time in detention over vandalism allegations before he was released this year. Rhys Kershaw has told a Senate committee today he has delivered a letter to Al-Arabi, who is of Bahraini descent. He says police are working to improve processes. Moving overseas, and the Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage says Prime Minister Boris Johnson's deal will not resolve the Brexit divide after a weekend vote was postponed. The British Health Minister says there's no reason to delay Britain's move to leave the European Union, and his department is ready for a no Brexit deal. British MPs backed an amendment, prompting Mr. Johnson to ask the European Union for another delay, but it's unclear how long the plans are on hold. Mr. Farage has told Sky News the country is suffering from Brexit fatigue.
It is either a simple free trade agreement or we're leaving with a clean break Brexit. I think then the prospect of building a Brexit alliance to fight the election is there. And you know something? That would win a very big majority in the next election. And then we could get a Brexit rather like the one we voted for. I'm afraid going down this route, it isn't going to happen.
Prime Minister Johnson insists he'll still push to get the UK out of the EU by the end of the month. Still overseas, and large anti-government protests are continuing in Lebanon, the country's biggest demonstrations in 5 years. The campaign against Prime Minister Saad Hariri's regime has extended beyond Beirut. Tensions have been building over the troubled Lebanese economy, run-down infrastructure and proposed new taxes. Protester Rima Ktish says she wants to stand up for her fundamental rights.
I'm here today because I want to defend my rights to learn, my rights to live, my rights to eat. All politicians here are taking all our rights. It's our town, it's our home, it's our hometown.
In tennis, Briton Andy Murray has claimed the European Open title after he underwent hip surgery in January to save his career. The 32-year-old won the final against Stan Wawrinka 3-6, 6-4, 6-4 in his first title in more than 2 years. Murray, who looks set for retirement after this year's Australian Open in Melbourne, has paid tribute to his family.
But especially these last 2 years have been extremely difficult. We've been through some very tough times together, but we got through it, and obviously, yeah, to win another tournament, I don't think any of us expected this, so thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing my family tomorrow.
A look at the weather for the rest of today. It's partly cloudy in Perth and 23. It's sunny in Adelaide and 25. Morning cloud in Melbourne, sunny and 18. Sunny in Hobart, 20. Also sunny in Canberra, 25. Much the same for Wollongong, 21. The fine conditions continue in Sydney, 23. Sunny also for Newcastle, 22. Much the same in Brisbane, 26. A late shower or two in Cairns, 30. And sunny, of course, in Darwin, a top of 36 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News. We'll be right back.
Thank you.